To the March 10th Select Board meeting, would you all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right, we got approval of February 24th minutes and non-public of March 5th.
Make a motion. Go for it.
I can only move one of them because I wasn't for the non-public at that point. So February 24th, as submitted, printed.
I'll second that.
Anybody have any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay, and the non-public?
I move the minutes from February 25th, non-public meeting be accepted, is presented.
March 5th.
Was that an old one you got? Should be March 5th.
Oh, that's it, what I have.
I second the March 5th one.
Yeah.
How's that?
Your motion stand?
Yeah, I second.
Boy?
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
All in favor?
I pass.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
I'll abstain.
And you abstain, okay. All right. Departmental reports, highway.
All right, so last month was a pretty busy month as far as winter weather went. Probably one of the busier months that we've had in a while. But as far as just, you know, the wave tops, we trucked winter sand. We had three spreader runs, seven plowable storms.
Wow.
We actually had to shelf banks and push back intersections twice.
Wow.
So that we got quite a bit of snow in February.
Yeah.
And that's a very, I guess you could say that's really like a normal winter for New Hampshire. But just based on what we've had the last, like, you know, 5 to 7 years, it's kind of, I guess it's almost getting to be abnormal.
Right.
We got quite a
You got March coming, look out.
Well, we do have, we're not out of March, but I looked at the long range, it looks pretty good.
March does look pretty good, yeah.
It actually looks really warm.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching the Boston news station, they were actually saying the middle to end of March is probably going to be above normal.
Nice, I'd like to hear
we'll
that.
See. Just posted this today, so it's kind of that time of the year, the change between winter and spring, you know.
I want to tell you, the boys did a nice job patching, especially on Old Candy Road.
Yeah.
There was
a
lot
this
there.
This year, we are planning on getting every single pothole.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we're really going to try and make an effort to get more of the potholes, because, you know, in the past, we're just going to put a little bit more money towards it.
Okay.
You know, trying to get even some of the shallower ones that you just feel that they're not necessarily dangerous, but the problem is a lot of people drive around them regardless.
Right, yeah, but
so,
no, the job they did on OK Road, they
yeah,
did
that,
really
what
a good
I,
job.
What we want to do in as many places as we can. Obviously, some places, you know, it's, you know, we're going to do as good as we can.
Good.
But it's, you know, you finish here and you go down the road and another one pops up.
That's the thing. Well, what I will say, though, we got really lucky with this winter this year because it was a real winter where the roads froze up and they didn't thaw out. So really until the last couple weeks of February, there wasn't a whole lot of damage to the road from freezing and thawing, like potholes being created, especially on the dirt. The dirt plowed better this year than it has forever.
Awesome.
It was great. But, you know, now that we're getting into spring, we'll start getting into mud season, the roads will start moving, so.
Anybody else got anything for highway? Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Police.
All right. Well, currently my officers are chasing a cow around on Island Road. I guess took off last night.
Yeah.
They're trying to, it keeps going between Raymond and Canyon.
Really?
good news, we're full staff.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. three non-certified. They're all enrolled in the 200th Academy, and now the next step is they just got to pass their PT entry exam, and then they'll be in the Academy. So that's their next hurdle, but that's all good. We did some legal updates for the department on March 3rd. Prosecutor went over like the new laws and things like that with the officer. We did some stop stick training for the patrol officers. It's online. It's teaching them how to deploy them if we need to.
What is that?
Stop sticks. It's throw out help like state police, things like that.
Yeah.
If a car wants to take off, that's a way we can try to bring an end to the pursuit.
Okay.
I've recently got us on Police One training platform, which is all like online-based training for the officers. I can assign them classes, and they can do like refreshers on certain things they don't deal with a lot. So that's really good. Then we also have the Cortico app that you see there. That's training in mental health, and the app that they have access to will give them training in that. It will help them with their physical fitness. It will help them with their nutrition. It will help them with everything to do well-being on what they do, which is a really good step for them. So that will help with some online-based training, so we don't have to send them to like $800 classes all the time. You know?
Awesome.
As you can see, I put some of the speed sign stats in there.
Wow.
Having it back in operation has been good. Officer Norris has been kind of running that program a little bit, and he gives me the stats each week when the sign goes out. As you can see, we had there was someone that wanted to go by it at 94 miles an hour three times, so it was sitting over by the first stop for the first couple weeks.
Jeez.
They did that between 06 and 08, and then again between 1400 and 1600. I just wrote reckless operation there. You know, they can get arrested, they can have their car towed, those type of things. So we'll be keeping an eye on it. We'll put some patrol out there. But
is that 25 miles over the speed limit? Is that what?
Well, anything over 100 miles an hour or more, so
oh, really?
Pushing it. You know, and if we can articulate reckless, right, even if it is at 94, that's unsafe for the road, right? But $1,000 in penalties, it's a sting if you get caught.
Good.
What I did notice is it occurred on the 21st of February, and it's kind of isolated to that. So I wonder if someone trying to drive by and get high score on it or something.
Oh, they caught
So
me.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah, people
really?
Motorcycles, they'll try to push it, you know what I mean? Things like that. But we'll keep an eye on it. Right now we have it sitting over here on High Street, so when they come down the hill, they kind of slow that down a little bit. You can see we had 558 calls for the month. You can see the breakdown on there. We had four arrests. We've had a couple DWIs, DWIs, and disobeying an officer, meaning they didn't want to stop when the officer tried to stop them. So that was exciting for the officer, but we ended up taking that under control, no problem. Vehicles, no major repairs to any of the vehicles. As you can see, car two has gone to the fire department finally.
I like this.
Global took the car, stripped it out, and new car, the 2025, is getting outfitted as we speak.
Perfect.
So I broke down the monthly miles on there and what the cars are running, so you guys can see that. And really, that's what I got for the PD.
Nice report.
Yeah, it is.
Very nasty.
May I ask one question?
Absolutely.
And I don't know if this applies to Candy. What's the deal with this FBI signing on to help them or not help them, or, you know, with the immigrants?
Well, it's funny you brought that up. So,
all right, cuff me.
Good question. It's not the FBI, it's ICE.
I'm sorry, that's
what I meant. The Boston Field Office.
Yes.
They are asking for departments to help. There's three programs to it. One's for the jails. One's for a task force, and the other one is not to do with us, but the task force is where we kind of fall into it. So what they've asked is we put in for it for like two spots, and what it does is it opens up us to be able to have access to ICE. if we need help, we deal with something like that, we can use them, but there'll be officers that are trained to be able to do that. And they have to have 2 years on. So yes, we're in the process of, I just finished the paperwork for that. State police is on board with it. There's a couple of towns, you're starting to see them pop up on the news. So we'll be in the pending column until they approve it. So that's what we're looking at.
Nice. Thank you.
Welcome.
Would you consider doing like a monthly profile on any of the officers on like the town website, just to give people
get to know them,
a face? Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. You know, some officers, I'll talk to them. I kind of put it on each officer if, like, you know, if they want to put, like, what they like. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Community related, but, you know, some people a little more private than others, and they're happy to be out here. But, I could definitely look at doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they don't, if they're not comfortable putting anything personal on there, just to say what brought them to Candia.
I like that idea.
And a picture that they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so that everybody can kind of get to know the faces and whatnot.
Yep. Raymond's been doing that. I know a couple other towns get on it. They, like, put, like, a little deal about the officers on there. Back in the day, we used to do the baseball cards.
I still have some at home.
So. I love those.
I'll definitely look into that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Anybody else got anything for the PD?
No, that's...
Anybody in the public? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ted. Fire.
We have Chief Young's report right here. 23 EMS calls and 14 fire calls in the month. The average response time for the fire calls is about 5 minutes, and for the EMP calls, it's a little less than that.
So they got nitrous in that ambulance, or what?
What's that?
That keeps going down.
I know.
It gets better and better all the time.
Short month.
Well, they did have 94 miles per hour.
Yeah, maybe that was
it. Yeah, there's one of them.
Do you find that they're getting on scene much quicker than what the PD used to?
Yeah, no, I love it because, you know, a lot of times they're right there, if not, like, just prior to us getting there because of that.
That's so great.
That's really helpful, right?
You know, yeah.
We're CPR and first aid certified, but they've got all the trinkets.
To have a medic on scene right away.
Right.
Perfect.
They all work together for the safety of the town.
Exactly.
It does.
Yes, it
does. Does anybody get anything else for the fire department? No? Anybody out there? No? All right. Thank you. Building. Welcome, William.
Thank you.
Your first meeting.
Very first.
Yeah.
So if my report is lacking in any sense, feel free to let me know what you'd like to see next month. But, we've got, essentially, we issued 28 permits, it looks like, for the month of February. And those permits range from anything you can think of, residential permits, a lot of propane tanks, mechanical permits, as you would assume during the wintertime. That's when you see all those changeouts. We did 15 inspections, and some of the final inspections that I conducted were some pretty decent failures as far as building code goes. So there's probably going to be a little bit of that for these final inspections going forward with the new houses that are being built that I haven't been a part of yet. Likely there's going to be some failures there, but it's relatively easy things for them to fix, so shouldn't be too drastic. But quite a bit of codes. I put one in there so you guys could see what that final fail looks like. But that is going to be the process with those final inspections. We've got a few violations in town that I'm picking up on. Some of them that sounds like the town attorney is already on top of. So I gave them some information, some pictures from my predecessors to get them caught up with stuff. I printed out, although it's not here because it's a lot of pages, we have 215 pages of permits that are still left open in our system. They're likely, most of them have essentially been closed, they just haven't been closed appropriately.
Okay.
So it's going to be just a process. There's probably 215 pages, but there's like 6 permits per page, so there's quite a bit of permits that need to be fixed. I'm assuming a handful of those are going to be permits that were never called for final inspections, stuff like that. So there'll be some cleanup on aisle two.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah, it is, especially with the permit software has changed recently.
Yeah.
The changing of hats in the building department obviously is going to come with that kind of nuance anyway. So, but we'll get it cleaned up.
Good.
During the free time. And as far as the amount of money, I don't know if you guys want to see that, the amount of fees that we brought in.
Yep.
Total fees for the month of February is $5,852 for permits processing. And that's pretty much
If it's not an issue, usually we'd put the previous year with it too, just so we see how we're tracking with the year before.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, but.
So like month to month, February last year,
yeah,
February
do the month, year. Yeah. And then at the end, year end, at the very end, you know, just to see if, just to give us an idea of what the track is out there.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a running year to date total. It's 3 months, 3 months.
Right, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to, is the rest of the board got anything else for Will?
No.
Okay, I wanted to bring up one thing. I did mention to him today, and I told him I'd bring it up tonight at the meeting. But I had mentioned to Will that if he wanted to take the company car home on the nights that he has to come here for his...
That's fine. Hey, just that one night every month.
Just that,
That's fine.
If that's acceptable to the rest of
the board. Yeah, that's right.
It just saves him from, driving back and forth twice, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. This is official business coming to this meeting. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
He didn't do it tonight because he said he was working late, so it didn't matter. He was still here.
That's a good idea, Brian.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
Yeah, and like I said before, if you want to hang out, you can, but if...
Yeah, I'm gonna stick around.
Okay. Solid waste.
I'm a spectator.
This is your show.
This is my show.
Okay.
This is your last show, so do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it, bro.
Do it, do it.
Here's January, and here's February. No, we did get in January's last meeting, but the total waste was up over last year, January. Almost 95 tons compared to 89 tons. And the bales, pretty much the same, but the cardboard, we have a lot of cardboard. Nine bales this year, in January, compared to 11 the other one. And we had January income revenue $700, and that varies from time to time because when you're marketing the products.
Right.
And we have number 7 plastic generated at $1,090. That's in January. February, we've done... recyclables, 16.7 tons of recyclables. Again, cardboard. You know, everybody's ordering things at home, and the cardboard's coming in. That type of thing. So, the year-to-date revenue is $11,461. No, excuse me, that's 24. Pardon me, 24 and 25 is not available. Not all the checks have come in at this point.
Nice.
You know, on approximately 18,500 pounds of number 2 natural plastic, marketing value of approximately $14,000. So, you know, these bales accumulate and it's a trucking problem, you know, getting them to be picked up and trucked away. And in cardboard, $1,980 in revenue projected. Chuck, would you like to say anything?
Thank you.
You can make him
no,
laugh.
Chuck does. I'm going to say, you know, I've worked with him all the years that I've been on the board, and runs a very good department down there. And we have, I call them customers, but they're taxpayers. I appreciate all the help that they get down there, and and it's something that it keeps less for me to contact somebody if they got a problem. He solves a lot of those problems at that point. And so, and then we've got, I'm going to say, Al here and Clay do a lot of volunteer work down there.
Yeah. You know, no, we're just very fortunate with our volunteers.
We are, you know, so I like to thank them personally for what they've done. I mean, started with the swap shop and, you know, in addition to it, and Clay is in there all the time with something. He can weld and he can do a lot of stuff.
Perfect.
And I'd like to publicly thank the three of them and also the other attendants down that work down at the recycling center. Good group of people.
Yeah.
And Russ, you've put in a lot of time down there.
Well,
yourself, he's been.
They turn around and say, would you get out of here?
No, you really have been a good liaison.
But that's okay.
Perfect. Thank you, Russ. Uh-huh. Any update with the budget?
No, I don't think we're going to have our meeting in March. I think it's going to be April after everybody's voted in or voted out or whatever. Perfect. The deal may be.
The only thing I got for under other for the planning board is actually the two big cases that we're working on keep getting pushed out. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're meeting one until April and then one until May now.
Mm-hmm. Tanglewood will be May 7th.
May, so. Those are the biggies that the planning board is working on. But the planning board has been working on and starting to look at some of the zoning regs to make recommendations. And I know Will is looking into it, too, on his own. So hopefully we get a lot of them reviewed this year and make appropriate changes. So maybe they're a little easier to work with. New business, Agricultural Commission reappointment. It's a letter from Matt Cobb. Agriculture Commission has several terms due to expire this March. Voting members Melissa Madden, Robin Vertigo, is that how you say it?
Brigado.
Matt Cobb. Matt, you can't go nowhere. And the alternates, Richard and Patty Davis and Alexander Campbell, all have expiring terms. Robin has expressed her intention to not seek another term on the commission. Melissa Madden and Matt Cobb would like to continue in their roles on the commission. Melissa has worked tirelessly as the farmers market manager and also been actively involved in the commission's other activities. Matt Cobb has hoped that my role as chair of the commission has been a service and would like to continue for another term. Alexander Campbell has been an active alternate for the commission and has volunteered repeatedly at the farmers market. She would like to move up and assume the open voting seat being vacated by Robin. Richard and Patty both serve faithfully as alternates and have participated in multi-agricultural commission events. Patty Davis has been very active in her support of the farmers market, especially the kids' tent activities. They would both like to take another term as alternates. Therefore, the Agriculture Commission, per vote at its meeting, would recommend the Select Board appoint Melissa Madden, Alexander Campbell, and Matt Cobb as voting members of the Commission, and Richard and Patty as continuous alternates. Your consideration of these appointments, sincerely, Matt Cobb, Chair.
I'd like to make a motion to follow his recommendations, so I don't have to repeat it.
Exactly. Second. Anybody got any questions or discussion?
No. It's nice job.
Yeah. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Old business. Do we have anything under old business? All right, then under other business. Employee of the year. This is something that the board had started a few years ago, and as much as we really appreciate all our employees, it's nice to, you know, single somebody out and recognize them for exceptional service. So at this time, I'd like to present Chuck Witcher, Employee of the Year. We tricked you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your work, Chuck. You do an awesome job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got a good group of guys too.
Women.
And we have a good board of selectmen too. We appreciate the support.
Thank you. And while we're on that subject, we have a selectman thank you. Russ is not continuing. He served us for 9 years. I appreciate it, Russ. And so the board got together and we decided to get you a little something of a thank you.
I thought it was
it's not a trip or anything.
That's later, Russ.
Just a little something that you can remember, and it's a clock, black clock, that he put on his desk, and says, thank you for your years of service as a selectman.
Well, thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Is this set to daylight savings time?
Oh, yeah. You probably could have said it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
thank you
that. For all you've done.
So for anybody who's wondering, this is his last meeting, so thank you, Russ.
You'll see me at the voting booth.
You'll be at the booth tomorrow. But, does anybody else got anything?
We have coverage tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Rob Jones just got back to me, and he is going to be there all day, so he'll...
Oh, good. Okay.
I won't be there right away in the morning, but yeah. I will be there all day.
Can Candy do it? I have someone from at 4 o'clock to come in, Glenna Jean Wilson, but I don't have someone. I need to leave for about an hour at 11, and I don't know if Candy...
You know, we've had this discussion before, and I don't think the town election one is as important as the federal one is. So,
right.
I mean, whatever you can do.
You think we'll be all right?
Yeah, I do.
I just don't want the inspector...
I mean, I'm going to be outside all day, but...
If there's a... I'll be... Issue, oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. The last official duty.
I have all your pen. Oh, whoops, it's coming around. We'll wait.
I think this is a black one.
Is it black? Thank
you. Is that
you.
Good enough?
Yes. Good enough for me.
All right, Patrick, I can't get that one apart. There you go.
I'm sorry. Do you mind if I sign them all, Russ?
No, that's... I hope you do.
All right, well, town meeting is tomorrow, 6 to 7. Encourage everybody to be there. The next select board meeting will be Monday, March 24th.
That was one thing I wanted to ask about. Can we move it 7 to 7? Is that something we can do today, or do we wait?
No, we can't do it now, but we can.
I mean, not for tomorrow, but...
Right.
That's something we can do. Discussed, I thought.
Well, he did. He told us it was up to us.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're the ones that pushed it to from 7 to 6 the last time.
He just said it's just not that busy, and I don't think...
Right. And if we choose to do it for, like, the federal election or something, we can do the 6.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people that do go.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes, really then, depending on what's going
on. It is busy then.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But yeah.
We'll bring it up next time.
Anybody got anything else?
Can I move to the
chair? Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
I've been here for more than a couple years, and I've had all sorts of selectmen liaisons, and I would just like to actually thank Russ for allowing me to interact with him in an unfiltered and honest fashion. And all of those conversations weren't always great. And even though he allowed me to do that, he didn't let those things that I said affect how he felt about me or the recycling center. And I would just like to say thank you for that. We've had a very good working relationship. Very few issues, but we have had some conversations that didn't go very well, and we've both been able to get past that, and I do appreciate that. And I just wanted to just say thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Nice.
Al. Al.
Al Couch, Recycling and Energy Committee. And I would also like to thank Russ for the effort he's put in the great job he's done working with the board and the recycling committee over the years. Thank you, Russ. You've been great to work with.
It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
And you did a great job with leadership, though. Team.
Pardon?
A team starts with leadership.
Yes.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Al, do you remember when we closed the Boston Road?
2007.
You closed what?
2007?
2008.
Eight? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was about 20 years, so it's almost been 20 years.
We opened the new one August 30th of 2008.
Okay. Yeah, because I just filled out the state report on that again.
Oh, on New Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the last one?
No, we're going to do it every year. I don't know what if there's a time stamp that says we don't have to do it. I don't think so. I think you have to monitor it every year.
You have to, right, from what I've been told from DES.
Yeah.
You got to keep going with that forever.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the, it went way beyond when we had an incinerator. It was a landfill.
Right,
right.
It was the original land. We were dumping trash into the marsh.
Right.
Right next to that wetland, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's gone through a long process, and then it was officially capped, and DES wants properly maintained, and it's got to be tested. I think it's every 2 years, I forget.
Yeah.
But it's got to be tested regularly to make sure there's nothing leaching into the water these days.
Right.
Which is probably a good thing, but it's pretty old now.
I mean, if it, it seems well, if it hasn't by now, it's probably
right.
Well capped. Good.
Steve's waiting for our chairs.
I know.
He's early. I told him 7:30.
Well, he'll pull them out from
yeah,
under
really.
Us.
Yeah, really. That's okay.
No rush.
Does anybody else got anything in the audience?
No.
Is anybody on Zoom?
Nope.
Nope. Board? Nothing. All good?
Move to adjourn.
You want a second?
I'll second.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Morning.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.